A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, November the 6th, 2020, where we are currently looking at what's coming out of the U.S. elections, which were held on Tuesday, but up to now, there is no clear winner. We are looking at Mr. Trump of the Republicans at the moment having 214 electoral votes, with Mr. Joe Biden of the Democrats currently leading with 253 electoral votes. But they both need 270 electoral votes for one of them to be declared a winner. So while I wait for my co-host, I will go to a video now where we can take a look at what is going on here in the United States regarding this election and the election results.
Dueling protests and accusations about vote counting in Philadelphia in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
I've seen the pictures on TV of people counting the ballots in the Philly polling places, actually wearing Biden face masks and Biden T-shirts.
When you say there's an arbitrary time to stop counting votes, you know, that's disenfranchisement.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden, much closer than President Donald Trump to reaching 270 electoral votes to secure victory, projected confidence and called for calm.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
Meanwhile, Trump, without evidence, accused Democrats of voter fraud and suppression and trying to steal the election.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
As ballots continue to be tallied, there has been scant evidence of fraud. Still, the Trump campaign is laying the groundwork to challenge the result, launching dozens of lawsuits involving vote counting in key states including Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
I think they will do that in all the states where the margin of victory is close, in the hope that some of them might eventually get to the U.S. Supreme Court, where I think they legitimately think they have a more sympathetic audience with the 6-3 conservative majority.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign sued, claiming without evidence that thousands of non-residents cast ballots.
They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable.
The Trump campaign won a lawsuit to ensure representatives can better observe vote counting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A similar Stop the Count lawsuit in Michigan was dismissed. Another lawsuit in Georgia accusing election officials of improperly intermingling ineligible ballots with valid ones was also thrown out. The Biden campaign called the barrage of lawsuits a flailing strategy.
They are meritless and nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
All eyes are now on Pennsylvania and Georgia. Trump must win both states to secure the presidency, while Biden can win without either state if he holds onto his slim lead in Arizona and Nevada. Patsy Rita Kuswara, VOA News, Washington.
We're hearing there from Mr. Biden, and just the last report there, it also we heard from Mr. Trump talking about his own views of what's going on in this current election. And welcome to my co-host, Chris Gande.
Thank you, Marvelous. Welcome, and thank you to the viewers and our guests. And like my co-host said, we are looking at the nail-biting Finnish elections. This is something quite new in the United States because in the past the results have always been like instant. A day after the elections, you know that who is the winner. But now we are still waiting. They are still counting. Marvelous.
Yes, and I'm going to bring in one of our guests who's actually in one of the battlegrounds. Simba Osore, as he needs to leave early. So Simba, welcome to the program. If you can just tell us, what is the mood like there in Georgia, where we see, you know, all eyes are on Georgia currently?
Yes, thank you, Marvelous. In Georgia, well, firstly, there is the aspect of surprise, because the state of Georgia has always been a Republican state. Well, for the last 28 years, to be more precise, it's been a Republican-leaning state. And so having the change in numbers from President Trump leading to where now Joe Biden is leading, it has reaffirmed for those who were, those who had a voter apathy attitude, that your vote indeed does count. What has happened historically is where there's been allegations of the black vote being suppressed within the state of Georgia, particularly in Atlanta, which is where the votes are coming from. So now, based off of what based off of the campaigns that were done to encourage particularly the black vote to make use of the mail-in ballots, that has swayed the state significantly to blue state. Now, will that hold? We don't know, because there's still 10 more thousand votes to be counted. Biden is leading by 1,900. So, of course, the mood here is one of excitement, obviously, particularly from those who have been voting blue for the last, you know, elections, and it has always been trumped up by rural Georgia, which is mostly Republican.
Mumboti tsananguraho kuti kwakamira sei ikoko panyaya yezviri kubuda musarudzo. Tinoona kuti Georgia vazhinji maziso akatarisa ikoko kuti zvii zvichabuda ikoko kuGeorgia kwamuri.
KuGeorgia parikutarisirwa kuti Joe Biden achahwina. Pari zvino ndiye ari kutungamira nemavhotes ari around 1,900. Pachine 10,000 votes dzichida kuverengwa. Saka pari zvino zviri kunetsa kuti manews agencies kuti vamudeclare sewinner because margin yacho idiki. Saka tisi tangomirira kuona kuti izvo icharamba riri blue pavachaverenga dzimwe 10,000 dzasara kana kuti zvichachinja pamberi apa. Asi pari zvino zvachinja kubva kuna Trump kuenda kuna Joe Biden.
Asi hatizoona here zvichipidiguka zvakare nekuti tinotaura kwamuri kuita mavhota asati apedza kuverenga.
Zvinogona kudaro, ndosaka pari zvino pasati pataurwa kunzi ndiani achave president ndiani awana Georgia. Pari zvino Georgia ichirungonzi ingoripo vanhu vachiri kuverenga. Saka hapana munhu achakwanisa kutaura kuti ndiJoe Biden ahwina here kana kuti ndiTrump ahwina here. Vacharongoti pari zvino Joe Biden ari kutungamira. Vapedza kuverenga mavhota ya 10,000 ndopatsva zvinyatsotaura kuti ndiani chai chaizvo awana.
I want to thank you so much. Maybe
can I throw a quick one, Marvela?
Because you need to go.
Can you tell us about Stacey Abrams? We understand she's the one who rallied the votes, especially from the black voters. How did that come out?
Yes. So remember, Stacey Abrams ran for governor, and she mobilized the black vote to where the votes were almost even, to where we almost had a runoff, which didn't happen, right? But that was the first time ever that we saw, not first time ever, but the first time in 28 years that we saw such a huge turnout for a Democratic vote. Also, there's the changing demographics here because more black people are moving to Atlanta. So now the population is increasing. So Stacey played on that goodwill that she got and mobilized the black vote. And that black vote is what really, really is key and has been critical in giving Joe Biden the lead that he currently enjoys.
Mambo taura nerurimi rwamai kuti zvakakosha sei pane zvatiri kuona zvichiitwa kuGeorgia panyaya yevhoti yemunhu mutema muno muAmerica.
Aigara vachitaura nhau yekuti izvo vanhu vatema muno muGeorgia kunyanya muAtlanta vanga vasiri kuenda vachinovhota paipiwa zvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana. Pazvisinei, Stacey akanga amborana for governor. Stacey Abrams akanga amborana for governor makore maira apfuura. Akakwanisa kudzidzisa vanhu vatema kukosha kwekuenda kuballot box kuitira kuti vakwanise kusarudza mutungamiri wavari kuda. Saka zvaakaita manje panapa papresidential pasarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika, akakwanisa kudzokera kune vanhu vaya vakange adi ashamwaridzana navo kuti ngatichitarisira kuti vanhu vese vabatane vakwanise kuvhotera mutungamiriri Biden.
I watch.
Tirikuona ezvino pari zvino nda sekutaura kwandaita pane makore 28. Pasati ma Democrats asati awina Georgia. Saka pane zvino ndeke kutanga kutozviona nguva yakareba kudai so kuona Georgia Joe Biden Democrat ari kutungamira Georgia.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Simba Usore vari kuGeorgia pari zvino. Regai tichikupai mukana wekuti muende zvenyu nekuti matimu nemabasa amuri kubata. Tosangana zvakare kana tazonzwa kuti zvii zvabuda kubva kuGeorgia kwamuri ikoko.
Zvakanaka, inaita henyu. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Chris, over to you.
Yes.
I think my co-host there just dropped, Chris Gande. But we do have some other people that are waiting to join in the live stream. We have, we're really excited today. We have Difa Dube. He will come in and join us. We have Tawanda Jokora of the MDC Alliance. I can see Tafazwa Aripano as well, Matinenga. So we'll let you come in as we go. And just, explain to us what you're seeing on the ground and, what your experience has been like being a first-time voter, especially for Tafazwa. And other people that are on this stream. But let's go to Difa, and Difa, for you to just tell us what's your view on what's going on?
Well, for these elections currently, I think it's it shows how, how democracy should be sustained, especially in other countries. Because I think America on its own, it has always been an example to other countries, For instance, they are the superpower. They should be leading by an example. So, but I think what Mr. Trump has been trying to do, I think it was actually trying to change some of the way things should be done. Actually, in a country like America, because everyone was expecting something much better from rather than what we're seeing currently. From Joe Biden side. So, but the engagucho je uti kuintoenje to see uti, even though we have seen some proceedings, for instance, uti they've gone to the Supreme Court to try and stop some of the things, but it shows uti even the judiciary of America, it stands on its own. It is no one who is controlling it like in some other countries. What we have seen uti, the judiciary it becomes like a pit bull which is being owned by someone else to bite other people. So, but we are learning a lot from these proceedings, and while we are still waiting for the results, but there are so many things which have been trickling behind the scenes that we have seen, and we are all learning and seeing still waiting for the outcome.
So, ungasela mnumzane ukuthi umumo unjani khona ngapho kwele bulletin nxa likhangela abantu bekhangela okwenzakalayo ngapha bakhangela yini ba bale singathi interest yini ngesilungu
kakhulu abantu bakhangele kakhulu ukuthi bafuna ukubona ukuthi kwenzakalani kuma elections ayenzakalayo kathesi eMelika ngoba njengoba ngeke ngasho phambilini ukuthi i-America ilizwe elilombandela omkhulu kakhulu ezintweni eziningi emhlabeni wonke jikelele, but ikakhulukazi i-England lilizwe eliyabe likhangele ukuthi i-America ifana lokuthi it's a twin country le-Britain njengoba sisazi from the previous system kufana lesikhathi sabo Tony Blair and other people. So kuyinto kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bafuna ukubona ukuthi kuzaphumelela bani njalo mbani ozanqoba ukwenzela ukuthi lezinye izinto lama lemthetho babekwazi ukuthi umuntu ozanqoba kusase nguye yini lo kade khona lo wakungena umuntu omusha uJobiden njalo bekhangela ukuthi uzaba ngumuntu onjani ekusebenziselani lezinto eziningi njengoba sisazi ukuthi noma kufika izikhathi zezimpi noma lani i-America le-Britain ngamazwe abambisanayo kakhulu. So ingakho namhlanje nje kuyi-stand still kakhulu lapha njengoba kuyi-weekend abantu abaningi bathe nhlo amehlo bafuna ukubona ukuthi what's going to be the outcome.
Okay. Marvelous, can you come?
Thank you there for giving us your view. We are now going to also go over to the MDC. We have the MDC right here. Let's hear from Mr. Jokora on which government would actually benefit Zimbabwe from what we're seeing. We know there's a lot going on at the moment. There's no clear winner, but what's your view?
Yes, indeed, there is no clear winner. And, but, of course, as MDC Alliance, we align with all the political parties here in America, be it the Republicans or the Democrats. So we'll definitely celebrate either way if Mr. Trump trumps or if Mr. Biden ends up being the winner. As MDC Alliance, we will welcome both candidates because we have a good relationship with both the Republicans and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Yes, Chief Soso, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Magadi
Baba. Yes, so what has been your experience watching these elections as they unfold?
Well, I think we as Zimbabweans, we have a lot to learn from the way America displays its democracy. I know there may be complaints here and there, but I can tell you that all Americans were allowed to vote. Even those that are outside America, they were all allowed to vote from where they are. They didn't have to travel here. And we should actually learn a lot as Africans. And in fact, the whole world has something to learn. This is America that has managed to hold the biggest election in the world amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. We thought it was the election was going to be postponed. In fact, Mr. Trump even hinted on that. But using the mail-in ballots, they managed to reduce the number of people that came on voting day on the 3rd of November to come and cast their votes, because most people were encouraged to vote by mail. And this is one thing that has caused the problems that are there. They are not problems. They are just problems in converted marks, because what happened was Mr. Trump discouraged the people, his supporters, to go and vote by mail, because he was alleging that there may be vote rigging. And so most of Mr. Trump's people came and vote physically, and Mr. Biden's supporters were encouraged to vote by mail. And you also saw what Mr. Biden was doing. He was wearing a mask. Yeah, he was keeping social distance. They were not having physical rallies. They were actually having what a new thing, car rallies, where people were coming in to their rallies in their cars, and they would listen in on them. So the new way that has been caused by COVID-19 has also come in with a lot of advantages for, in particular, the Democrats, because now they are cashing in on the encouragement that they gave to their supporters to vote from home. And this is the reason now why you're seeing that when in Georgia, for instance, most Trump supporters went and voted on that day, and all those votes were counted. And we saw Mr. Trump being in front because some of the mail-in votes were not in. Now those mailed-in votes are in, and we are seeing Mr. Biden overtaking Mr. Trump. But all in all, I applaud the Americans for being an example to Democrats and the American institutions for doing what they have done to this election. The fact that the elections have delayed, the results have delayed, also showed that there is democracy here in America. People are not fighting. Nobody's beating anyone. Nobody's being arrested for going on TV and saying that they think they are winners. Nobody has been harassed or in any way. People are just waiting patiently for the results. Where people have gathered, where people have demonstrated, they have demonstrated peacefully, and no police harassment has been noticed. And I think that's a lot for the world to learn, and Zimbabwe in particular.
Tomboti kwamuri vasheshe, muri kuona zvakamira sei takatarisa nyaya yezviri kubuda pari zvino. Tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kuti ko chii chiri kuitika muAmerica kuti sei pasiri kuwanikwa kuti pataurwe kuti ndiani akunda pari zvino.
Tiri kuita kuti pasataurwe nekukurumidza kuti ndiani akunda, maitirwo akaitwa sarudzo dzemuno muAmerica, kuti vanhu vazhinji vakakurudzirwa kuti vaende kunosarudza mutungamiriri wavo vachishandisa tsamba dzekuvhotesa dzavainge vatumidzirwa. Saka izvi zvakatogara zvatotaurwa kare, saka hapana chinoshamisa, zvanga zvagara zviri pachena semutyairi wetrakita kuti maresults achanonoka kubuda, nekuti mamwe acho anenge achinonoka kusvika. Mastates emunomu haana kupiwa zuva rekuti mavotes anofanira kunge apinda musi wakati kana kuti nguva dzakati. Mastate oga neoga akataura akagara pasi oga akataura kuti edu toda kuti agume musi wa3, vamwe vakati musi wa4, vamwe vakati musi wa5. Saka zvakangosiyana siyana. Saka izvozvi ndo zvaita kuti dzimwe sarudzo dzikwanise kuverengwa nekukurumidza, dzimwe dzoverengwa mumashure. Takatarisa Pennsylvania yakatanga kuverenga tsamba maelections akaitwa nevanhu vachinyora. Saka ipapo takaonawo vaTrump vachienda pamberi nekuti takaona vaBiden vachienda pamberi nekuti maelections eko ndo akatanga kuverengwa. Tikaenda kuGeorgia tinoona kuti Georgia yanga yaisawo mutemo wayo wakasiyana. Saka takaona vaTrump vachienda pamberi. Asiko zvinezvi nekuti tsamba dzaakusvika dzakatumidzirwa kubva uko, dzaakusvika dziri kuratidzawo kuti vaBiden vaakutungamira. Saka zviri kuitika izvi hapana kana chinotomboshamisa, hapana kana chinofanira kutombotemesa vanhu musoro. Vanhu vanga vagara vaudzwa kudhara kuti vave nemwoyo murefu nekuti maresults achatinonokei kubuda.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Regai timboona, tiri kuona vatapadzwa mugwadi veZANU-PF vari kuedza kuti vapinde pachirongwa. Saka tichange tiri kutaurawo navo tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo. Saka ini veMDC Alliance kubvunza kwandamboita, zvinokunakirai here? Munotarisa here zviri kuitika kuno, uye zvinorevei kwamuri sebato?
Isu sebato tinotoona tichidzidza nezviri kuitwa nevanhu vemuAmerica, zvikuru sei panyaya yekupa vanhu vose kodzero dzavo dzekuvhota. Haana zvokuti abuda munyika haachabvumirwa kuvhota. Munhu wese anobva angonzi ngaavhote. Kunyika kwedu kuZimbabwe tinoona kuti ukangobuda munyika chete kune kodzero yako yekuvhota, chero zvazvo yakanyorwa pabumbiro remutemo kuti mwana wese weZimbabwe chero ari kupi nekupi anobvumirwa kuvhota. Saka zvinhu zvatinotenda, ende zvinototikatyamadza kuti zvinorambidzwa sei kuti isu tivhote, ivo vanhu vanenge vari kuvamiririri veZimbabwe kumakaita sekumaembasi vanovhota vachishandisa izvo zvetsamba izvozvo. Saka isu tozorambidzwa sei kuti tivhote? Saka chidzidzo chikuru chataona kubva kuAmerica. Chimwe chidzidzo chatadzidza zvakare ndechekuti vanhu hamurovane kuti muvhoterane. Haututuke vanhu, hauponde vanhu, hauabducte vanhu, haumanikidze vanhu kuti vakuvhotere. Chako kuenda wonotaura nevanhu wovaudza kuti handei munondivhotera, ndichakuitirai zvakati zvakati. Saka tiri kuona kuti sarudzo dzemuAmerica kunyange muine vanhu vakawanda vane pfungwa dzakasiyana siyana vanobvumirwa kutaura zvavanoda, hakuna kana mhirizhonga yatakaona, hakuna kana munhu akaurayiwa panguva yesarudzo kana kuti sarudzo dzatanga, kana kuti panguva yaitwa sarudzo, kana kuti sarudzo dzapera. Zvinokumusha kwedu unoziva kuti mwedzi miri sarudzo dzaitika, vanhu vanenge vatanga kuzvindikitwa, vanhu vanenge vatanga kupondwa, vanhu vatanga kurohwa. Musi unoitwa sarudzo, vanhu vanenge vachityisidzirwa, sarudzo dzapera. Anongoda kungochema chema sezvakaita vaTrump, kuti vaTrump vakachema chema kuti kuWisconsin uku handisi kuona zvinhu kuti zvakafamba sei pakuverengwa. Ngativerengei zvakare. VaTrump vakapiwa kodzero yavo zvikanzi mavhotsi ngaaverengwe. KuZimbabwe kungoti kufu chete kuti mavhotsi ngaadzokororwa averengwe inyaya hombe unotoisungirwa iyoyo, kungotaura kuti mavhotsi anogona kunge abirwa pano uchitaura sekodzero yako. Hazvibvumirwi kuZimbabwe. Asi kuno tiri kuona vanhu vari kupiwa kodzero dzavo. VaBiden vakatoendawo kukoti vachitaurawo nhunha dzavo kuti zvakati izvi hazvina kufamba zvakanaka. Kana pakaenda vaTrump vachitaura kuti sarudzo ngadzimire kuverengwa, hazvina kuita mhirizhonga. Vakangonzi ngazviende kukoti, koti ikataura kuti vanhu ngavaita sei, vanhu vakavhota, saka sarudzo dzavo dzose ngadziverengwe. Doza tunoda kuti isusu tiite sevana veZimbabwe. Ngatiregedzei kurovana, ngatiregedzei kupondana nekuti handisi kukuda kana kuti kana ndataura kuti sarudzo dzabirwa, ndotenda kujeri nenyaya yekuti ndataura sarudzo dzabirwa. Ndinotenda chero vezano vacho vari kuuya pano kana vari kuona vari kudzidzawo chidzidzo chikuru kubva kune zvaitwa nevanhu veAmerica.
Aiwa, tinotenda regai timboedza kuti tibate ivo vezano PF nekuti ndiri kuona vanga vari kuedza kuti vapinde pachirongwa. Regai tiende kuna Mukoma Difa vari panapa tione kuti takamirira Chris Gande kuti apinde muchirongwa, handisi kumuona. Mukoma Difa, what's your take on what we're seeing happening here?
But I think at the moment, you know, we are seeing democracy unfolding. And, you know, we are seeing, you know, a good practice which we as people should learn from these American elections. So the vote counting, even if in some other countries, if they were to use these postage ballots, I think we will be seeing a very, very dramatic issue whereby some of these ballots will be stuffed with the wrong information.
Chris.
Yes, marvelous. The votes keep coming in. They are slowly coming in, but Mr. Joe Biden is still leading, and of course, President Trump yesterday issued a statement saying he's taking to court this issue and in several states where he believes the votes should be recounted. And so we keep watching what's going on right now as we speak. Of course, Pennsylvania is where it's now happening, and I can see they are saying that they are a batch of new votes that have come in. So we wait to see, Mabel.
Yes, very interesting indeed. We have a first-time voter here, Tafadzwa. If we can just speak to you quickly. You voted for the first time in this election. What was that experience like for you? And as you await the results, what's going on?
Sure. Thank you so much, Marvelous. This was my first time to vote in a presidential election. I've had the opportunity to vote in other electoral votes in the U.S. But for me, I think it was... I took it with respect and a privilege to be able to vote, and I think that is one of the things that we need to hold with importance. Kuti munhu kana wapuwa mukana wekuti ukwanise kuvota, unofanira kuexercise that right. Saka even kana uri kuZimbabwe, kana uri nemukana wekuti uvote, you should still go and vote. And that is the thing. If I'm here, I go and vote because I have that right. And right now, I feel excited in waiting for the results. As you can see, we've been waiting since November 3rd to hear the results. As one of my colleagues was talking about, kuti kunonoka kuri kuita ma results, it's not a surprise because these were mail-in ballots. Also, it was the first time for most of these states to go this process. So we have to protect the integrity of the electoral system, that every vote counts. And we have so much to learn as a country, Zimbabwe. We need to respect people's rights. Every vote matters. And my institutions, it's so important, kuti my institutions, I can remain independent. And that's what we have seen here in the U.S. Kuti, the Constitution is protected and the electoral system is protected. It has the final say. It doesn't matter kuti umunu urukubato ripi, but they are the ones who know what needs to be done, and every person's vote has to be counted, and it matters.
Thank you very much, Tafadzwa. I don't know, Chris, if you have a question for her, so yes. We can move along.
Yes, Tafadzwa, there are these allegations from the president that some states have to recount. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, the president has been putting allegations from the beginning of time. So this is not new for me. It doesn't even, I don't think that is something that we need to be really be afraid of. And if we have to be recounting, let's go and we'll recount two or three times. I don't think that will impact the end result. Joe Biden is leading, and he's shown that he's continuously leading, and every vote needs to count. Saga, Trump, what he wants to do is to make sure that he votes, people's say and final voice is not heard at the end of the day. That's his goal. But we know we had a pandemic. People had to exercise caution, so certain measures had to be done. And mailing ballots is a legal way of exercising your right to vote. And that is exactly what the American person is doing. And these votes were received in time, and they were postmarked before November 3, which was something that was said needed to be done. So that is why all of these allegations, they remain allegations, but as an evidence and factual fact, there hasn't been anything that has been seen, and it has been said even in a state like Georgia, where we have a governor who is Republican and a secretary of state who is Republican, who are overseeing this voting process. And they said, we have not seen anything that questions or undermines the voting process. Every vote needs to be counted, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Thank you. I've seen on these allegations, there have been some TV hosts who have equated these allegations to Zimbabwe. Do you think it's fair?
Yes, it is true, and it's very unfortunate, but that is the fact of the, the matter of the ground. And I'm hoping, when I look at the importance of legacy, what type of legacy do you want to leave for yourself? ED has an opportunity to put in a different legacy. And the legacy that he has put for Zimbabwe right now is unfortunately tainted. ZANU-PF as a whole, I don't want to say ED, but then the party as a whole. And that is exactly what Trump is doing here. The legacy that he wants to leave and remain, and that he has led for the past 4 years, it has been tainted. To the extent, to fananizwa neku Zimbabwe, which is very unfortunate. And I hope Zimbabwe and both parties, the MDC and ZANU-PF, will work towards creating my institutions where people have trust and faith in the ability that people's voices are heard.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tafazwa Matilinga, the first-time voter here in the United States election, for having joined us. But, Chris, I want to play a video quickly before I leave it to you. And DeFi is not yet back, so I'm not sure what has happened to him. But let me bring on a video just, detailing what we're seeing happening in the United States right now while people wait for the election results. So I'll go ahead and play that.
Dueling protests and accusations about vote counting in Philadelphia in the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
I've seen the pictures on TV of people counting the ballots in the Philly polling places, actually wearing Biden face masks and Biden T-shirts.
Wednesday, there's an arbitrary time to stop counting votes. That's disenfranchisement.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden, much closer than President Donald Trump to reaching 270 electoral votes to secure victory, projected confidence and called for calm.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
Meanwhile, Trump, without evidence, accused Democrats of voter fraud and suppression and trying to steal the election.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
As ballots continue to be tallied, there has been scant evidence of fraud. Still, the Trump campaign is laying the groundwork to challenge the result, launching dozens of lawsuits involving vote counting in key states including Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
I think they will do that in all the states where the margin of victory is close in the hope that some of them might eventually get to the U.S. Supreme Court, where I think they legitimately think they have a more sympathetic audience with a 6-3 conservative majority.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign sued, claiming without evidence that thousands of non-residents cast ballots.
They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable.
The Trump campaign won a lawsuit to ensure representatives can better observe vote counting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A similar Stop the Count lawsuit in Michigan was dismissed. Another lawsuit in Georgia accusing election officials of improperly intermingling ineligible ballots with valid ones was also thrown out. The Biden campaign called the barrage of lawsuits a flailing strategy.
They are meritless and nothing more than an attempt to distract and delay what is now inevitable. Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States.
All eyes are now on Pennsylvania and Georgia. Trump must win both states to secure the presidency, while Biden can win without either state if he holds onto his slim lead in Arizona and Nevada. Patsy Vidakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Aiwa apo tukuona shurukuitika imo muno mu America panyaya ye nyaya yesarudzwa sendirikunzwa vatapadzwa mugwadi vari kuti ivo vari pano saka ndikwedza kuti ndivabate kuti tione kuti vangapinda here handisi kuvaona zvangu but vari kuti varipo pano saka ndichaedza kuti tigone kuvafonera asi Chris maybe you can come on while I try to get hold of Mr. Mugwadi of ZANU PF to give his view because he says he can see me but I can't see him so go ahead.
Okay, yes, marvelous. The votes keep coming in slowly. And as we speak, there's been a new batch in Pennsylvania, and Mr. Joe Biden keeps leading. But I understand in Georgia, his lead has shrunk a bit, but he's still leading. So we are watching. We keep watching the results as they come in. Yebo, mahlabe Zulu, Zulugandaba. Sikuhlelo ke lwe live talk. Namhlanje ke sikhangele udaba lokhetho ukhetho lwemelika ye wonke umhlaba ukhangelele ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani okuphumileyo osekuphumile kutshengisa ukubana umnumzana Joe Biden uyakhokhela kuzigaba ezithiyeneyo ezibalisa iPennsylvania, iGeorgia ezizo ezilamavoti amaningi awukuthi yena enganqoba eyodwa nje khonapha uyabe esenguye umongameli welizwe. Kodwa-ke umongameli Trump yena ngokwakhe ukhiphe imbiko izolo ntambama esithi yena hhayi engazanqotshwe kasoze asuke ngoba uthi yena ukhetho aluhambanga ngemfanelo izikhalazo zakhe ziningi zigoqela ukubana kulabantu abangasibo bezigaba lapho abavotele khona lokuthi kulamanye amagama abantu abasitshiya kudala abayibo okusetshenziswa amagama abo ukuthi vote bevotela-ke lo ancintisana laye umnumzana Joe Biden. Kodwa-ke iningi elinye eligoqela elebandla lakhe elama-Republicans lithi hhayi akumelanga akusho lokhu ngoba ubufakazi abukho obokuthi kulokuqilibezela. Siyakhangela nje silokhu sikhangele sibone ukuthi kuyahamba njani ngoba usethena kasoze asuke esihlalweni nxa kuyukuthi akubalwanga kutsha. So asazi ngoba umnyaka yonke nxa umongameli esuka usuka yena ngoJanuwari okutsho ukuthi kuze kuyofika uJanuwari asazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani. Marvelous.
Aiwa Chris, taita rombo rakanaka tavana vatakadzwa mugwadi vari panapa veZANU PF. Uyezve tina vatawanda joko rave MDC Alliance Brigade vatangovaunza vese pamwe chete tinyatsonzwawo kuti pfungwa dzavo vari kuona zvakamira sei. Ndichatsangana vamugwadi tozounza vatawanda joko rave vamugwadi makadi.
Tinari makadi.
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kuona imomuno mune sarudzo dzirimo uyezve pakati pavaDonald Trump vemaRepublican nava Joe Biden vemaDemocrats panofanira kunge pachazobuda mumwe achakunda. Imi veZANU PF zvingakunakirei ani akakunda pavaviri ava?
Firstly, let me just make this very clear. The policy of the party which co-tools with the strategic principles of our foreign relations with other countries is that atipindire munyaya dzematongerwe nyika especially when we are talking about an independent or a sovereign republic like the United States of America. Saka atipindire munyaya dzavo asi chatinongoda kuona saivowo zvezvavanoita kunoku kuti takatarisa zvedu tiri kumateresi. At the end of the day, zvinoda vana kuAmerica, mutungamiri wavanoda ndowavachasarudza. And kana kuri kushanda tese sezvamunoziva kuti tiri kuita re-engagement and engagement policy yekutishandidzane nekudzoredza ukama nenyika dzatakapokana nadzo. Tichangoshanda nemutungamiriri anenge abva kuvana vemuUnited States of America. Hatinei nokuti ndiani wakunda kana kuti asina kukunda ndiani, nokuti harisi basa redu iroro, basa revana vekuUnited States of America.
Mm-hmm. So what's your view on what we're seeing unfolding here in the United States, where the election was held on Tuesday and up until now people are still waiting for results?
What astonishes us, you know, Marvelous, which must also make you get astonished, is that when you look at the behavior of the United States of America, when you look at the behavior of their diplomats across the world, you would think that they are the epitome of democracy, as it were. They are the epitome of free and fair elections, credible elections. You would think so. But now, what is now very clear is that, you know, you look at the sentiments that have been coming from their president, Donald Trump, where he says that the elections are not free and fair, where he says that there is fraud in this election, where he says that the election is being stolen from the other parties. We look at ourselves and say, these things are happening in the United States of America. Also, in the United States of America, there is still elections. There is fraud in elections. At least their president has just done the right thing to confirm that. Whether it is correct or not, we don't bother, but at least we are now able to see where elections are possibly stolen, if anything like stealing of elections does happen. We also implore the United States of American ambassador here in Zimbabwe, Mr. Brian Nicholas. We say to him, when you behave and when you start giving this country instructions, when you say a lot of things, we will feel that you probably do better in your country. But when one scans the United States of America elections for 2020, you see that they have been preceded by violence of shameful proportions. That violence has also taken place before, during, and after the election that is happening. And we ask ourselves, and we ask him to say, you have remained quiet. Does that mean that violence is good when it happens in the United States of America? All that is stands to point out is that the United States of America has lost any moral high ground to say anything about democracy or human rights to any republic. They must look themselves into the eye and say, have we reached where we need to be as a democracy? They have not. Honestly, Mabel, as a president, a sitting president in the world, the so-called epitome of democracy, starts complaining of stolen elections. That must make you worried, doesn't it? It must make you worried. But be that as it may, we see our position is that the United States of America must look itself into the eye, solve their issues internally. We have no reason to interfere, but at least we watch from the terraces, smiling when we need to say, today the world has got awakened today to see that the emperor has no clothes, and it has no clothes. America cannot lecture anybody about democracy. And one thing about this election, Marvelous, it is that for the first time, they are having their elections. In fact, not for the first time. Like as usual, they are having their elections. We have not interfered. No African country has interfered. Apanakana nyikaiko Africa yaenda kuno observe my elections. Not even our journalists have been called there. We now ask ourselves, and even yourselves, to say, why is it that when it is about our elections, they start to behave as if they have an obligation to pour in to cover our elections, to pour in to observe our elections? Just recently, Malawi did elections that were peaceful. There was no American observer that was there, no British observer that was there. They did their election. They come out nice. They come here. They were in Tanzania just a few days ago. They start threatening Tanzania with sanctions, saying that their elections were not free and fair. Now, what is happening at your backyard? You are in America, Marvelous. That must, make you probe whether, honestly, this is the country that, whether this country is honest when they say they are the democracy, they are the world, celebrated the
epitome of democracy. They are not the United States of America. The empire, I repeat, is not close.
Thank you there, Mr. Mgwadi. Let's now take Mr. Jokora of the MDC Alliance. But Mr. Jokora, I would ask you to mute your device. If you can just come in, you heard there what Mr. Mgwadi was saying. What's your take?
You can sense the excitement in ZANU-PF through Tafazwa Mgwadi. He's excited that there is allegations of vote rigging to the extent that he begins to compare ZANU-PF with what is happening in America. But that's laughable because ZANU-PF has no local standee. It has no moral ground whatsoever to even try and compare what happens in Zimbabwe to the display of democracy that we are seeing here. Here in America, we know that governments are removed by the ballot box, by people going to cast their vote freely without being intimidated, without being abducted to go and vote for someone, without being beaten up, and without people being killed. That's the history of America, and that history will remain. We have strong institutions here that will ensure that democracy prevails over tyranny. So the excitement that I'm sensing in Mr. Mugwadi is very, if I may say, misplaced, because in Zimbabwe, we know that for us to remove a government, we have to roll tankers, we have to put soldiers on the ground. That's how we know how to remove a government. That's how Robert Mugabe was removed. We have never removed a president through the ballot. So he cannot come and try to lecture democracy on America. Nothing is amiss. I've said it before, that the delay in the election results is because of the system that the Americans said they would do amidst COVID-19. ZANU-PF is even trying to stop elections in Zimbabwe because of COVID-19. But America, that has lost 200,000 people and is the highest number of COVID, still managed to have an election right here in America. And I also want to point out that he's saying that no one was invited. I can tell you, journalists in Zimbabwe, about 20 journalists in Zimbabwe, were supposed to come here. They were preparing to do their visas 3 months ago when COVID-19 broke. They have always come here to observe democracy, to observe elections. So we cannot say that America refused people to come here. They did it. So the comparison between ZANU-PF, Zimbabwe, and what is going on in America is like comparing oranges and majanje, not just majanje, but majanje akawora, you know, because what we have seen here in America, that Americans that are in Zimbabwe, Americans that are in Kenya, Americans that are everywhere across the world, they've been allowed to cast their vote, which ZANU-PF have failed to do in all these years. Even after diaspora support, he failed to do that. We are seeing President Trump exercising his democratic rights. He says, we want a recount. He gets a recount. He goes to court and says that I want my people to go a few feet closer to where the counting is. He gets that. That's democracy in place. That's democracy at play. You cannot do that in Zimbabwe. We asked as MDC to have a recount. We said these elections have been rigged. Let's have a recount. They refused to open the ballot boxes. But that's exactly what we're being shown here by the Americans. So America is on course to showing and to prove that they are the epitome of our democracy, and that's what is going to be proven at the end of the day. If anyone tries to do anything that is amiss, the institutions that have been set up, that are here in America, will ensure that the president who has won the election will be inaugurated on 20 January.
Thank you. Mr. Mgwadi, if you would like to respond, or Chris, if you have a question.
Yes, Mr. Mgwadi, quickly ask you just a simple question? There have been reports from here in the United States linking, not linking as such, but
saying the elections here are as good as the elections in Zimbabwe because of all these rigging allegations. What's your take on that?
Okay, firstly, let me just school this gentleman. You know, it's quite shameful that when you listen to him speaking, you would think that he works in the public relations of the United States of America's State Department. Except that he doesn't know that you'll never have an opportunity to do that, and that he doesn't even fit the pedigree, assuming he ever to do so. Why? Because, but except that when he says, I get vindicated when you say that, you know, these guys are puppets. You know what a puppet is? Allow me to say this because that's what we believe they are. A puppet is a person who parrots the agenda of a specific country against this country, and who thinks that another country is far much better in the manner in which it does things culturally, politically, socially, economically, and probably religiously than his. And one who thinks that in this case, everything that is American, he owes an obligation to defend. It's quite shameful. It's quite shameful. And you literally feel for the gentleman. And I, you know, I'm back home here, and I know he's in the United States of America. Back here home, we have time to exchange with guys from the MDCs in their various formations. You know, now that, you know, they've split it several times into different formations. I've never heard anyone among them that believes in his sentiments. I must say, I think he's completely off the rail with regards to the positions and the standpoints of his political party. But of course, he has his own right to be an executive character.
Mr. Mugwadi,
what I'm saying is, marvelous is that he called us Majanja Kaora, but you were listening, you allowed him to do it.
No, sorry, I didn't pick on that.
If you didn't pick it, it's your duty next time to do so.
Yes.
Unless you don't want me to proceed with this interview, because I don't want to be.
You can carry on and proceed.
And fairly, irresponsibly. Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, when it comes to him talking, you know, you hear Zimbabwean speaking accurately or supposedly accurately that 20 journalists have been invited to observe elections in the United States of America. You are a journalist yourself, Marvelous. I don't know whether you do have the statistics. Where you get the statistics? You would think it's the PR person in the U.S. Secondly, you hear him talking about the delay being part of the system. You are aware that, Marvelous, we had elections in 2018. We didn't delay. Just barely after voting took place on the 31st of July, on 1 August, there was an instance that happened as a result of MDC hooligans demonstrating in the streets violently. And you know what they did when I say violently, starting from burning shops, burning ZANPF's provincial headquarters in 4th Street there, and coming to defense the party's headquarters banner, and even trying to force their entry into the counting area, saying the results had been delayed. Voting ended in the United States of America on 4th November. Today, it's probably the 6th of November, and the results have not been declared. We have not seen violence that is related to causing the publication of results per se, but it is randomness across political parties. He doesn't say anything because it is the United States of America. This is shameful, you know, Marvelous. Then you hear him talking about that Trump has won a court case to have his observers or his agents, the agents of the Republican political establishment, have access to the ballot counting or to the polling booth by a few meters. You know, Marvelous, we have had elections here. Political agents of the FGC or any political party, including those from ZANPF, do not get closer by some few feet. Rather, they are involved in the counting process, closer, seated next to the presiding office. And then he says, he celebrates that those have been given a few meters, which was seen in a producer within 20 meters. Those are security out that democracy. You feel what is this business no more. But I don't want to go to that detail. Let me just address the question that has been asked by the gentleman. Well, for those that are saying, the rigging in America is like the rigging that happens in Zimbabwe. I must categorically make it very clear. That's an insult. We don't rig elections in Zimbabwe. People vote, and when they vote, votes are counted, and when they do so, a winner is declared and a winner is inaugurated. And you are aware that this time around, the president's inauguration was delayed by nearly a month because the FGC filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the results. But they lost their case, which then had to have the president inaugurated. So I don't know what this gentleman is talking about, except that it is shameful that he wants to praise the United States of America. Be that as it may,
My question, you know, my point, you know, Marvelous, which I want you even to take home levels. One wamunogara na wama Americans, wana kana right yoku tizisa maZimbabwe to democracy no famba say, kana kuti kuvhotwa kuno famba say. Havasati vazvikona mavo vanava. Variko no arikuneta, you know, it's something very shameful kuzwa kuti president yenyika anoti my elections adirirwa. Aya hasi kuda kuzvitaura, hasi kuti Trump ano Twitter. And just a few days ago, he was blocked on Twitter for spreading what was said to be inaccurate information, alleging vote rigging, alleging that he had won. You declare a victory before counting is concluded. It is akin to what the MDC even sometimes does here, but all that I'm saying, Marvelous, is that the Americans cannot school anyone on democracy in this world. And I think, you know, this interview could have made sense if we had Brian Nichols by the sidelines. Chimbons, they almost embarrassed, you know, Mr. Harris, the Democratic nominee for the vice president. You know that, you saw that happening. We saw those things happening. But they don't say anything because go America. They take a see no evil, hear no evil approach. And surprisingly,
Can I interrupt you a bit? There was a question about why would Zimbabwe stop elections from taking place? You know, there were by-elections that were supposed to take place. They are not going to take place because of coronavirus. But here in the United States, we had more than 200,000 people dying. But the elections went on. So what's your answer to that?
I love that question because for the first time you are acknowledging that there were several hundreds of thousands of people that perished as a result of COVID-19 in the United States of America. And that, far much less than that, less than 300 people died in Zimbabwe as a result of 250,000. That tells you that our COVID-19 combating strategy, prevention strategy, worked very well. We will not destroy that strategy because America is seeking to do so. We don't. Secondly, I want to correct you on your question. We never said the by-elections are not going to take place. The by-elections will take place if at and when the authorities are satisfied that the risk of spreading COVID-19 has been reduced significantly to the extent that by-elections can now take place. More so to that, you know, you also have listeners here, thanks to you. Not our Mama hospitals in Zimbabwe, Ashandi, one work of COVID-19. You do that, but Nas Mabus was one of Magdama by-elections, Magudu and Washoma Waka from Zimbabwe. That's not to Motus Warner. You must thank the president, Kobedidim Nagawa, in this strategy. It has worked very well. We are still stuck to that strategy to ensure. But be that as it may, there is nothing so fast about these by-elections. Let me just pull you on this one, Marvelous, in a way. I've been on record saying, my by-elections are, as we have at MGC, are you also aware that we had legislators that died from ZANPF? We have not been replaced as well. And then those recorded from the MGCC, I don't know how many there are. So it is not an issue that affects one group of political parties as it were. But assuming it did, Nyango tika wapa mabai election that was a Sarah Mavilas now. We have all right. Chimatura personal election in MMGC. Anna Kanazano, Batira Kanazano, Chinjam Parliament, because ZANPF is a something 2/3 majority, which I achieved in 2018. I'm glad I'm a voter. This gentleman doesn't vote and he's not here. His hands are very dirty and tied when it comes to matters domestic.
Fortunately, like I said, time is really not on our side, Chris.
Yes, Marvelous. The numbers coming in, nothing much has changed. If I now, my name is Chris Gande. I'm signing off.
And I'm Marvelous Msanganya. We would like to thank you, Mr. Tafazwa Mugwadi of Zano PF, and also Mr. Tawanda Jokora of MDC Alliance, and all the other guests with Simba Usore who came in. If you can also thank Difa, Chris.
Yes, thanks so much to Difa Bango. He was also here.
Let's join each other again as we wait for the much anticipated presidential results of who will be the next president of the United States. So when that is announced, we are likely to come back with a live program. Thank you very much. Meet you again next time. Bye-bye.